It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast as we talk real estate. You know it, right around the UAE and of course available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well as Amazon or perhaps just wherever you get your podcast from. And our week is starting to disappear once again. Thursday morning, it is the 25th day of April, and I hope that you have this week been drying out after the rain from last week. We mentioned Sharjah a couple of days ago, and good morning if you are there still mopping up. Now, coming up in just a moment, Lillian is here as she continues her journey with real estate. Just want to mention that iconic British luxury car brand Aston Martin, they have ventured into another real estate location. Now, what they're going to be doing this time is they're going to design the interiors for an exclusive waterfront residential property. And where is it? It's in this location that Mario and I have been telling you about, Al Marjan Island in Ras Al Khaimah. Now, the completion date for this particular project for Aston Martin is set for 2028. So that will be very interesting to see how they go. All right, let's get to you, Lillian, because I know that you are waiting there patiently. It's time for the diary of a new Dubai real estate agent. And how has your week been going, given, of course, the fact that a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of drying out across Dubai?
It's been a wonderful week, actually. I went to Aqua Venture Water Park on the Palm Jumeirah on Saturday, and it might seem a bit strange to go to a water park given all the flooding and water we've had, but it was unbelievably fun. I really recommend it. You really feel like a child again.
Yes, water can always bring a smile to our face recreationally, not so much when it turns up out of the blue. Now, we've talked a lot about finding that perfect UAE property and making sure that you do all of the due diligence the right way, including the pest inspection report, because you don't want to find termites after you have bought that dream property. Then if everything checks out, it's all about the contract and making sure that everything is in order. But Lillian, what happens on the actual transfer day of the trustee office?
Yes, transfer day is probably one of the most important days of the entire process. So for me, it's been nearly 60 days since I signed my contract, and I've finally gotten everything in order to do the transfer for the apartment that I've bought. And I have done a few transfers in the past with other deals that I've made. So in other countries, there's a lot of paperwork and transfers that happen digitally and online. However, in Dubai, you physically need to go into a trustee office. So what is a trustee office? They're approved by the Dubai Land Department, but they're all quite independent and they're located all over Dubai. So an appointment is made at a particular office, either by your conveyancer, or if you're getting a mortgage, then by your bank representative. And the people that need to turn up on the day are either the buyer, seller, or their powers of attorney. So if you're not in Dubai, you hire someone to go in your place. And then you, of course, need the conveyancer. So there might be one or two of these if you're not sharing. And then if you're getting a mortgage, you have the mortgage broker and the bank representative.
Okay, so that's all really good information. Now, what about the documents that people need to bring in with them?
So this is really important. If you forget just one of these, then they'll turn you away and you'll have to come back another day. So you, of course, you need the contract and your ID documents. So your passports, your Emirates ID, if you've got one, and then the manager's checks, which we've talked before about how Dubai loves physical checks. So there are a couple of the fees you're able to pay by credit card or direct debit, but some of them you have to get a manager's check. And then, of course, if you're the seller, you need to bring the keys to the property. So everyone turns up to this appointment and you're all sitting in this small room with a trustee officer behind a desk. All the documents get given to the officer. They verify them and then they apply electronically for the title deed to be transferred into the buyer's name. And then you wait and then you sit there and you keep on waiting. So what are you waiting for? Basically, the trustee officer is waiting for an email from the DLD, which confirms that the title deed has been transferred. This could take anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. So I have actually sat there for 4 hours before. And before this happens, the officer won't give the checks to the seller and they won't give the keys to the buyer. So it's a little bit awkward. Everyone's just kind of sitting there making polite conversation, drinking tea, eating dates, playing on their phones. And you can't leave because you don't know when the email is coming through. So it's a really strange process and it's definitely very unique to Dubai, but it's something special. And I think if you're buying a property, you should experience it at least once.
Well, I think the key takeaway in terms of the wait time is make sure that you've got your phone charged up, maybe take an extra battery with you, plenty of drinking water. If you're a bit of a bookworm, take a book along just to help kill the time. I can't think of anything worse in a office stuck there for 4 hours. Now, if you listen to the podcast outside of the UAE, one of the universal things that people do right around the world, and that is people share homes with flatmates. However, this isn't something that's talked about all that often in Dubai real estate. However, it does make up an important part of the market. So what sort of people are typically share housing in Dubai? And Lillian, what should people be cautious about when sharing?
We have talked a lot in the last few months about rents going up, especially with the RERA calculator being updated and new rental laws coming into place. So for those not living in Dubai, they might not know that you need to pay typically between 1 to 4 checks when you rent a property for the year. So this means that, for example, a one bedroom in the marina, you might be handing over 110,000 dirhams for a one bedroom in one go at the beginning of the tenancy, and then you don't pay your rent again for the rest of the year. And for many people who are just arriving in Dubai, this is actually not possible. They just don't have the savings or they don't want to commit for that long. So in this case, share housing or flat sharing, sometimes it's called co-living here, it's really an excellent option where you can share the cost of rent by either living with friends, with people the same age, with hopefully similar lifestyles. I've spent about 10 years when I was younger share housing in my 20s. And to be honest, it was some of the best times of my life.
Oh, yes. Yes. The party house when you're in your 20s. We sort of forget about those times because sometimes they're fleeting in our lives, particularly if you're over 50. And Dubai, now it has seen a rise in share houses in recent years. You've got a friend who found herself in a little bit of an unwanted situation. So what happened?
Yes. Well, as you said, look, it typically is something that you do in your 20s when you're a bit younger. It's a bit more of a party lifestyle for some people. So due to the demographics of Dubai, there's a lot of young adults who are coming to kind of test the waters. You won't find these listings for share houses on the portals we've talked about, like Bayute or Property Finder. They're more likely to be through Facebook groups or Divizzle. There's a couple of sites like coliving.com that provides specially a platform where people can list rooms for rent. It also means, though, that they're not as well regulated as some of the other sites. I do have a friend, and her story, I guess, would serve as a warning to anyone looking to share a space, just to get absolutely certain of what you're getting yourself into. So she thought she was moving into a 4-bedroom apartment in the marina with 3 other flatmates, being 4 bedrooms, 4 people. And she went to do a viewing and the apartment was great, but the flatmates weren't home when the landlord showed her around. So she paid the deposit, she moved in, and on the very first night when everyone came home after work, she realized that one room had 3 men in it, the other room had a couple, the third room had 2 sisters. So we're talking about 8 people when there were supposed to be only 4. And they're sharing, you know, 1 bathroom. So she's actually currently trying to get her deposit back to move out. And she's understandably pretty upset about it.
Oh, that is just a horrible story. That's a nightmare, particularly, in fact, from a a woman's perspective, regardless of what the guys are like, I mean, just to have so many men around can be a little bit intimidating.
Yes, absolutely. And even just sharing the bathrooms, getting up in the morning and the toilet's not free and she can't have a shower before work. It was, yeah, it's a very upsetting story.
All right. So that's not a great story. Now, shifting gears a little bit, we recently talked about some of the upcoming neighbourhoods to watch out for and look for, both in terms of living in for yourself as well as an investment property. Now, these areas, they are currently cheaper than the main communities that you might be familiar with. Lillian, you also have got some thoughts and ideas on the potential upcoming areas of Dubai.
Yes, I do. I'm actually currently reading a book about the history of Dubai, and one of the main points that's hit me is that there are actually really good benefits of having a really visionary leader. And it's different to other countries where the government changes, say, every 4 to 8 years. Dubai government, basically, when they say they're going to do something, they do it. And there's this story I love from the 1970s when, of course, Dubai was just desert land. And there was this businessman who went to Sheikh Rashid, who was widely known as the founder of Dubai. So this businessman wanted to invest in Dubai, and Sheikh Rashid generously showed him a plot of land that was available. So they drove along this camel track to this site that was deep in the desert in this patch of kind of undulating scrub and sand. And the businessman turned up his nose and refused and went away. So the Sheikh actually gave the land to another developer who built 4 high-rise apartments that are now known as the Hilton Apartments. And then this camel track that they drove around was renamed Dubai Abu Dhabi Highway. And then it was later named Sheikh Zayed Road, which we all know now as the 12-lane highway that runs through the country. So the point I'm trying to make is that Dubai is probably the most rapidly evolving and expanding city in the world. And you only have to look at the 2040 Urban Master Plan to see how the vision for the city is growing. So I think you really don't need a crystal ball to understand that investing in one of these lesser known communities now could really turn into a gold mine in 5 to 15 years.
Yeah, and if we take that one step further, and it doesn't matter which country you are in, which city you are in, if you can buy a property on the outskirts of the CBD, buy and hold. You've probably heard me talk about this before. Hold it as long as possible, minimum 10 years, 15, 20 years, if possible. And then, of course, everything just sort of grows and expands. And before you know it, you're sitting on a gold mine.
Exactly. It happens in every city around the world. So I would not turn my nose up at communities that might not seem like the center of everything right now.
All right. Well, Lillian, that kind of wraps us up. Just before I let you go, I know that there are some different colloquial expressions in Dubai. You know, if you're in America, if you're in England, if you're in Australia, you know this word mate. How are you, mate? Well, apparently in Dubai, there are many more different terms of endearment. So you've got a couple, have you?
I do. I don't use them myself, but I discovered it within a day of being here. Everyone was calling me darling, sweetheart, honey, dear. And I'm talking about in a professional setting, or even if, you know, you're booking a restaurant or a car service. I have no idea where it came from. It can be a bit strange at first when you're not used to it. It's not flirting at all. It's just everyone calls you darling and sweetheart. So you've got to get used to it when you're here.
Yeah, but you should sort of know that from being in Australia. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of time somebody has said, Darl, how are you, Darl? In Australia, that's a real go-to. And I remember when I first went to Australia, I thought, really? Why are you calling me Darl? I'm not your Darl, but everybody does.
That's very true. I actually prefer mate, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, thanks for contributing to the Dubai Property Podcast this morning. Enjoy your Thursday and catch you back on Saturday.
Yes, thanks, mate, and see the rest of my mates on Saturday.
We are more than just a real estate podcast. We cover a multitude of subjects, including property data, current buyer-seller sentiment, and the mood of the market. follow each week all of the main talking points and know your property.
You are going to tell us a little bit about how Jumeirah Park held up in the storm.
Virtually everyone was affected. It was just a matter of how badly. I had a lot of clients send me videos of leaks coming in around windows and doors. We just got a common theme, as we know, as seals dry out in the sweltering heat. However, one or two homes weren't so lucky and quite a bit of water inside, particularly in District 9, actually, where kind of a more of a flat roof profile. The legacy units found in the rest of Jumeirah Park tend to have a more of a camber tile roof, which is obviously what you want when it comes to heavy rainfall. So, yeah, quite a bit of suffering over there. But yeah, I completely agree with you as well, Craig. Yes, we don't have that much rain over here, but I mean, look, we talk about rainfall. Like, there was roads collapsing and everything over here, Craig, you know, so it's becoming quite an issue.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.